My Rocky Recovery from iPhone Abuse. My name is Amy. I'm a 25-year-old graduate student who likes yoga, home decorating, and eating spoonfuls of peanut butter straight from the jar. Oh yeah, and I'm an iPhone addict. I wasn't always an addict. In fact, for many years I told myself I didn't want a fancy cell phone. They seemed like too much work. Always beeping, ringing, and demanding attention. I was perfectly content with my simple antique, and I didn't anticipate changing my mind anytime soon. However, about a year ago, I found myself envious of all those proud iPhone owners cradling their shiny new phones and showing them off to all their friends. I started eavesdropping on conversations about iPhone apps, feeling like a tourist listening to a language I couldn't speak. Eventually, I couldn't ignore my iPhone instinct any longer, and I welcomed my new iPhone into my life. I instantly fell in love with the little electronic ware of joy and could no longer imagine a life without it. To my surprise, I suddenly found myself with a whole new circle of friends, other iPhone owners I could go to for advice and support, as I learned the various functions of my new device. They responded to my iPhone-related queries when my non-iPhone friends couldn't, and didn't roll their eyes when I bragged about all the things little Eloise, yes, I named her, could do. For a couple of months, I was living on iCloud 9 as I built my new life with Eloise. However, I realized I had a problem when one day I found myself Google mapping my way to my mailbox, which is just outside my front door.